On the KSRO live line is the battalion chief from Cal Fire, Jonathan Cox. And Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you talk to us first about the injured firefighters, because we're all concerned about that?
Yeah, so we've had several injuries throughout the summer with firefighters on several of these incidents. And I think it's just indicative of the fact that, you know, it's dangerous for everybody out there, but especially these firefighters who are on the front lines for extended periods of time, really just trying to protect communities and lives at the moment.
Can you say, give us any information on the current condition of the two firefighters injured in Mendocino?
I don't have the exact condition. As soon as that information becomes available, we'll get it out and make sure that everybody has it.
Okay, in the meantime, September 1st is the date today, when you think that this massive Mendocino complex fire could be fully contained. How do you arrive at that date at this juncture?
Yeah, so our operations section, and as well as our planning section, is looking at kind of the long-term strategy and how long it's going to take to build this containment line around this fire. If you think about 300,000 acres, there's hundreds of miles of open line right now.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of this area is in kind of super remote parts of the forest and uninhabited areas. So they've done the calculations about the kind of rate of production of crews out there at the moment, combined with weather and fire behavior. And that's how they get this to this estimated date for 100% containment.
This thing is a monster, isn't it?
It's huge. Yep, it's absolutely massive. It's got a couple factors going on with it. It's burning in an area that doesn't have paved roads. It's burning in vegetation that's extremely dry after, you know, 5 years of previous drought. And it's had a little bit of alignment with weather over the past week, which means some weather events have come through and kind of aligned with the canyons to increase that fire behavior.
And it sounds like, Jonathan, there may be an opportunity for more air support beginning today. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, we're always challenged with air support by the visibility. And that's been kind of one of the biggest factors over the past couple weeks, is just we get this inversion that sits in and reduces visibility. And our smaller air tankers need about a mile of clear visibility to get a drop in. Our larger fleet, such as the DC-10 and the 747, need at least 2 miles of visibility. So the hope is as these cooler temperatures settle in for a bit, that we actually have a window of opportunity to get some more tanker drops in.
And I know that you've got a huge base camp, as you always do with this size of a fire. I'm wondering what kind of measures are being taken for the firefighters themselves. We know the air quality in that area is bad enough for other humans, but when you're fighting the fires, are there extra measures that need to be taken for firefighters once they come off the line?
Yeah, you know, firefighting is it's just an inherently dangerous and dirty profession because of the amount of smoke that we're exposed to with the kind of extended amount of time. What we do is we rotate firefighters off the line on 24-hour cycles. So they're on the line for 24 hours, and then they're off outside of that environment for 24 hours to kind of rehabilitate and rest and reset. And that's vital just kind of for their health, but also to ensure that we, you know, have kind of gains being made every day, and we don't have crews that are exhausted. So we do rotate everybody out after 24 hours to kind of focus on their health and make sure they're getting the rest they need to recover both mentally and physically from the long firefight.
And what's the current status in terms of number of firefighting personnel that are working the Mendocino Complex fire?
Yes, so the Mendocino Complex, you know, at last count yesterday, it was just shy of 4,000 firefighters. And so that's about a shift of 2,000 plus firefighters per day that are on the line. And that's 4,000 of 14,000 that are working across the state of California right now to kind of get some solid containment on these larger fires.
Well, something's working. 47% containment as of this morning for collectively the complex fires, and over 300,000 acres burned. We're sending thoughts and prayers to you and the rest of the firefighters up there.
Thanks so much.
All right, Jonathan. That is Jonathan Cox. He is a CAL FIRE Battalion Chief and giving us the latest on that massive, massive complex fire. And the smaller of the two is getting, very much under control. But the larger of the two, the river fire, still very out of control. But September 1, that is the specified date in which CAL FIRE hopes to have that fire fully contained. And let's hope so.